Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And a pleasant good morning to everyone, and welcome to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk. We are live from the Rouse's Market on Barone. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Get some free, fresh, green cabbage when you purchase a five-pound bag of Rouse's potatoes. And you got to get your cabbage because New Year's is coming up. You got football this weekend, three games today, NFL, Saints, Sugar Bowl. You got to get a lot of stuff.
And you know, Hoss, when you say the New Year's and cabbage, and obviously we promote here that at Rouse's, you know, that means show me the money with the cabbage. Mm-hmm. And did you buy in or grow up a black eyed peas for luck?
No.
You've heard that, right?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
I mean, we grew up on the bayou.
You got your cabbage. And I don't like cabbage or black eyed peas. Sorry, you have to eat this.
No, I'll do it.
You have to take a bite. You know, we tell the kids you got to take at least a bite.
So, the black eyed peas, too. You might not like it, but you got to eat
you
it.
You know how I know that? Because you can get 15.5 ounces of Trappist black eyed peas, only 77 cents.
You save 72 cents.
There you go.
We're promoting that also.
Yeah. We are. We get your money, get your good luck. We need both.
Yep.
When you know, it's been a rough season. And so for basketball and football. And
when you say basketball, Hoss, I just read this morning. You want to talk about when the sky is falling? It is falling. Do you know right now who has the worst record in the NBA?
Yes,
not the Wizards.
I know. I know who it is.
The Pels. Now, think about this. The Pels and the Wizards both have 5 wins, but why are they considered winning percentage better? Because we have 3 more losses. Mm-hmm. And the Wizards, come on. Yeah, give us some hope. Give us some hope,
just
Pels.
Just think of how the season started, and we thought with Lavonte Murray coming in and how all this could piece together. Then he gets hurt early. Then he misses a ton of time. Now he's back. But you got Ingram hurt. You got Zion hurt. Trey's been hurt. Herb has missed time. Man, it's just eventually what happened in Sacramento to Mike Brown is going to happen to Willie Green. Because you can see that and that owner that he got in Sacramento, he's a live wire, no insulation.
But didn't Mike Brown, I mean, he was up. Did he win Coach of the Year with Sacramento?
He sure did.
Then all of a sudden.
The cliff.
Yeah, because they lose a few games in a row.
And the owner was, he fired him on his way in the car. Not even in person. How about that one, Bob? That's a new one. At least Finks let you go on vacation before.
Yeah. When you're out of town, you're out of the country, out of sight, out of mind.
At least you were having a good time, you know.
Oh, no. Scuba diving, what I love to do, because I felt like I was, people don't even know if I say, like, oh, I felt like I was Jacques Cousteau. Young people, who's Jacques Cousteau?
They didn't see them TV shows like us.
I don't even know who that was. Calypso, you know, and it's on a ship and all that. I said, I wish, that's what I really want to do, kind of go work for Jacques Cousteau and be an archaeologist diver or something.
Yeah, just think about it, guys. And the Saints have had so many injuries. But the Las Vegas Raiders have 17 starters that have missed time and basically won't play. 17 starters. That number is astounding when you put it together.
But the Raiders play hard.
I give Antonio Pierce a lot of credit. His football team plays hard, and we're talking about that. They won last week against Jacksonville, 19-14. Had, you know, and Aiden O'Connell played against the Falcons. They lose 15-9. They played the Chiefs two games. They lost 27-20 and 19-17. I mean, you think about the Chiefs and that 19-17 game. Man, they had a call late.
Yeah, got ripped off. It was a bad call.
Exactly.
In Kansas City.
Yeah.
And think about it, the second game of the year, who they beat? Baltimore Ravens, 26-23. So
wasn't that in Baltimore, too?
Yes.
It was a big
exactly.
At the time.
So, you know, because it got overshadowed with the Saints had done that day against the Cowgirls, your favorite team.
Oh, yeah.
But you think about the Raiders and you lose 17 starters. You don't have a franchise quarterback. You know, man, and yet you still kind of swinging. And you got to give Antonio Pierce a lot of credit. The fact that he's kept this team rolling through all those injuries.
Well, and you look at it to show you how the NFL is, and you never know week to week. Boy, weren't you impressed with Tampa Bay beating the Rams? And they whooped them. And then
What happened against Dallas?
No, you
NFL,
never know.
Man.
Yes.
Okay, you throw a pass in the end zone. Baker couldn't have put it better. Come on, you got to fight for the ball.
Yep.
Can't let the defensive back rip it out of your hands while you're in the end zone.
But then CeeDee Lamb, he's out. He's not going to be playing.
Now they play the Eagles?
Yeah, the Eagles. And then you look at dealing with concussions. Derek Carr's not dealing with that, but more his broken hand. So Spencer Rattler is going to start. But when you look at, like, to me, how do they truly judge? Because you could fool the system. I got a concussion. Okay, are you out for a month and a half? Or are you playing the next week? Or are you out for 2 weeks? How do they judge that?
They will say, and I do agree, it's a spectrum.
But
every concussion is not the same.
Right. No, that's true. No,
because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Some guys get back. Some guys don't even get close.
Little Chris Olave.
Right.
You think about the amount of concussions, too. I think that comes into play.
When you have one and then your brain don't have a chance to. It's like if I give you a frog in your arm, you know, like I punch you, Hoss, and I keep punching you in the arm. But the thing ain't going to heal.
Why did you pick Mike for that? Why'd you have to pick me?
Okay.
I got more arm to hit.
Yeah, so you keep hitting and hitting, I can tell you, even old school, that's why Troy Aikman and Steve Young still had a lot left in the tank.
And I was telling you, Roger Staubach was the first guy I ever remember that he retired because of multiple concussions in 1 year. The Cowboys sent him to a head clinic doctor.
That was way ahead of time.
And they were like, Roger, you got to leave the game. Roger still had gas left in the tank. But, you know.
Same thing with Steve Young and Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
And then they got one, and then two, three, they got another one. I was fortunate, Hoss. I had 11 and 15 years, but never more than one in a year.
That's good.
It's amazing. I remember I got my teeth knocked out in 1989.
Tampa.
The next weekend, we were playing in Washington. And I swear, by Wednesday, okay, and the game's on Sunday. Wednesday, I couldn't even pick up my head or look in the light. I felt like a vampire, like, oh, God, my head's killing me and all that still. And then all of a sudden, I show up at the facility on Friday. I said, and Coach Moore said, how you doing? Oh, my headaches are gone. Good. We're going to run red zone, and then you're going to play Sunday. And then I didn't get hit. So, I mean, it worked out. I ended up, you know, doing all right. So it's amazing how you roll in the dice and whether you, what kind of hit you're going to take. And I think right now for the future, the Saints, considering with Chris Olave, they don't want that to happen. All of a sudden, Chris Olave.
What's the upside?
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you
because
play
right
him
now
though,
he's,
anyway.
He's our number one receiver.
Exactly. But it's the same thing, like the head, and I don't want to say it's similar, but like an ankle sprain or a high ankle sprain. Bob and I talked about this. Ain't no way in the world Patrick Mahomes had a high ankle sprain.
No, that was drama. Come that on. Was like a drama queen, but he's entitled to that because they
because
awesome.
Of who he is.
The Chiefs and the Pat Mahomes are awesome. There's no way. When look at that touchdown run he made, because a high ankle sprain, a true high ankle sprain, is like Bub Means. You know, you want to run, but you can't run. It's like your legs broke. So no, I'm not. Pat Mahomes had an ankle sprain. But when they say
but
high,
not
ankle
a high
sprain,
ankle sprain,
that's a bunch of BS.
It's been crazy when you think about this season, and we'll talk a lot about, you know, overall. But so Baltimore starts 0-2, right? Green Bay 2-2, the Saints 2-2, the Raiders 2-2, Chicago 4-2. Now look what's happened to those teams.
The Bears, ever since the damn Hail Mary, they have fallen off the cliff.
I mean, they had won three straight games to get to 4-2. Chicago going into their bye week, they had an early bye week, week 7. So they're like, I mean, they must have been on cloud 9.
Well,
they come out and they lose 10 straight.
You know, you got to weather the storm. It's a long season. I remember in August in training camp, I thought one of these teams is going to be the Bears or Washington is going to be relevant and have a chance for the postseason. See, who's been – Jaden Daniels obviously has been more
been
consistent.
Awesome.
Caleb Williams, he's in a funk right now. I'm watching, and he's trying to ad-lib. And he's not playing the quarterback position right. I don't care what he did at USC or winning the Heisman. No, they have the check down. But the check down is not sexy. He's out there and he's getting sacked and hitting all that. And he's not accurate. And, you know, that'll be interesting. I think one of the most attractive jobs in the future, because of their roster, you get the right coach, would be the Bears. Now, you might say, oh, well, the Bears are snake bit. You know, the Bears have never had like a 4,000-yard passer. I think it's 4,000 yards, right?
You're right.
Even with Jim McMahon and all they were winning, you look how they were structured.
Jim did ran the ball.
Right.
Because they had Walter.
So how they were structured. But it's amazing right now. What's a good job, not job? That's why, listen, I think Coach Vrabel would be unbelievable with the Saints. But he's going to have choices. So he might not choose the Saints. You know, when you look at job openings, you know, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. I mean, it's going to happen again. And then you might say, well, that's just this year. No. And
every year.
Then after the 2025 season, there'll be 6, 7, 8 coaches. Because everybody wants to win. Everybody's not going to win.
And you think about it, like everybody asks me, what about Ben Johnson? Man, Ben Johnson's another guy. He's going to have his choice where he wants to go.
Right, and that might be a great option if I'm Chicago to work with Caleb Williams. Look with Jared Goff and what he's done.
He's gotten the very best out of Jared.
Yeah. So,
more so than say Sean McVay. And that's really saying something.
Right.
Because I thought McVay did a great job with Jared Goff. But then you look what Ben Johnson has done with him. Now, again, that's a good supporting cast around Jared Goff right now in Detroit. Now, but they devastated with injuries. Oh, my goodness.
On the defensive side. Yeah, that's why Aaron Glenn.
Tough.
People say, oh, Bobby, we familiar. Hell, if we familiar. How about you get some outside influence? We familiar with Aaron Glenn. Glenn would run Dennis Allen's defense. I'm just telling you, we need an offensive mind. I think we attracted more to an offensive coach, like Sean Payton and all, versus a defensive coach. That's why nothing against Aaron Glenn. I think Aaron Glenn will have a chance.
And I think he'll be a head coach next year.
But not necessarily with the Saints.
But I feel like it's time. The game now, whoever it is, if he's an offensive guy or a defensive guy, he's the manager. You got an OC and a DC calling the plays.
Right.
Right? That's what I want. I'm not a big fan. Now, Sean can do it, but I felt like Dennis had opportunities. If he'd have given the defensive play calling away.
Yeah, he'd always say, it's my baby. No, give it to someone else.
Right.
That's why I thought Coach Rizzi – You might say, oh, well, he's a special teams coach. How can he be the head coach? But no, if you look at the track record, one of the greatest coaches ever in the NFL. Now, they went to four straight Super Bowls, Marv Levy.
Yep.
With the Buffalo Bills special teams coach. Who's one of the best coaches
John Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh with the Ravens. So they, but he would have had to not necessarily run the table, but only have maybe one loss or something. You're in the hunt. But then after the Green Bay game, I love Coach Rizzi. You know why you don't feel sorry for Coach Rizzi, though? Because you want to be a head coach. You want to be the man. Coach Rizzi hit the lottery. Think where he grew up and all that, and he'll be an NFL coach 20, 30 years. Now, he might have to move. But special teams coach, Coach Rizzi, is one of the best in the NFL, and he's proven that.
He had that to just Miami and here since 2009.
Yeah, he's not going to stay unemployed at all.
Yes, exactly.
If he doesn't get the head coaching job here. They'll have a dozen or so teams try to bring him in, because I look at it this way. It's the same way with quarterbacks, the same way with special teams. I think that there's maybe a dozen what I would call elite to good quarterbacks in the NFL. Everybody else can be replaceable. I feel the same way about special teams. You look at this league, my goodness, the special teams on some of these teams are terrible. Deuce's old buddy, he was the running back coach at Ole Miss, Rich Bisacci.
Yeah.
He's now the special teams coach with the Packers today. And, man, their special teams was lousy. I mean, really, really bad. And he's done a good job in Green Bay.
And, Mike, I'm glad you bring that up, because special teams, whether you're a coach or a player, you all have a role. You know who's one cat. And the Picayune, they did a great job with the uncertain futures of certain players. Okay, you know, considering where we draft him, what in the hell about Isaiah Foskey? Okay, now he's going to get an opportunity probably to get some snaps. But I look at Isaiah Foskey. I mean, we drafted him that high to be an outstanding special teams player?
No.
But that's kind of where he's at right now. I mean, you cannot say, like, oh, I'm leaning on Isaiah Foskey to get things done defensively. He's not even in the rotation when you break that all down. So that's what's frustrating when you look at, and that's why we haven't hit on the draft. You know, you can lean upon what happened in 2017, which is unbelievable. But what have you done for me lately? Nothing to write home about when you're thinking about the draft and Isaiah Foskey and his contribution. But you know what's crazy? And this is Peyton Turner. And I'm going to save this also for the pregame. Do you know what Peyton Turner has done in his career with the Saints? You know how, like, he's been available as of late, but is he doing anything? Is Peyton Turner doing it? Now, think about this. You know, you always reflect on what you've done against a certain team and all that. And Peyton Turner, we need him to have this kind of game. Do you know, I guess I gave the answer away.
Yeah, you should. But give it anyway.
What do you think the Peyton Turner's best game is the Saints? Remember when we shut out the Raiders?
Yeah.
He had two sacks against the Raiders, a career high. Peyton Turner.
Let's see if he can do that again this
Sunday.
Last year it was week one and week 18.
The 18, yeah. and everything in between.
It was tough. Was injured, but he's been on the field. We're going to talk about the Picayune. We're going to have Jeff Duncan on a little bit later. We are live. It's a special edition of our Sports Talk. We're at the Rouse's in the CBD. If you want to say Barone, if you want to say Gerard, if you want to say O'Keefe, if you want to say Julia, we're right in the middle. You can't miss us, especially if you're in the store. You can't miss us because you can't not hear us. Bobby Hebert, Mike Atelier, Mike Haas with you till noon. Back after this here on WWL. Welcome back. Special edition of WWL Sports Talk. We are live from the Rouse's Markets on Barone Street in the CBD. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. And we talked earlier about some of the deals you can get here. The 15.5-ounce Trappies Black Eyed Peas, only 77 cents per can. That's a savings of 72 cents. Live Maine lobsters, only $15.99 a pound. So that's a savings of $6 a pound. So you can get... Maybe that's how I need to eat black-eyed peas, with lobster. Then I think I could do it.
I'm not
a big black-eyed peas fan, but if you put some lobster and some butter on it.
Bobby, tell him about when we used the Silver Slipper, when they had
the
gumbo,
seafood gumbo?
With lobster in it. First time we've ever eaten it.
No, that's a rich man's gumbo. Because in the history of gumbo, Ain't nobody eat no damn lobster.
Right, that's not the point of gumbo. The point of gumbo is to take whatever else you got.
No, you catch a lobster. We don't do that now. In the Caribbean, a southern lobster, spiny lobster, warm water lobster versus in Maine, you know, with the claws, spiny lobster, you know, no claws. But the whole thing, lobster in a gumbo, no, it was, I could tell you, even my great-grandparents and all, if you would eat like more a traditional chicken and sausage gumbo, not a seafood gumbo, because if you caught shrimp and all that, you were selling that. You're trying to make money. And, really, a gumbo for a peasant or the common man was more chicken and sausage.
More rabbit and squirrel.
Yeah. All of that.
But today, man, you look at the price of shrimp in comparison to meat today, and the shrimp you come out better per pound.
That's an argument.
So it's a different.
That's an argument right there. We need to take care of the Louisiana shrimpers.
Exactly.
Because the foreign product and shrimps coming
into really,
the market.
And they really hurt. Now, especially where we grew up at, and I know a lot of the guys because I still live down there. They got some real difficult times.
Louisiana brown shrimp, I tell you what, you can get shrimp from around the world that is farmed and all that. It's not the same.
Yeah. The one thing that's been good, though, for the area, man, crab meat, because they sell it about 80% of it to Maryland.
Blue crab.
Because a blue crab caught in the Gulf is the same as a blue crab caught in the Atlantic.
Chesapeake Bay, they don't have enough crabs.
They cook it much differently up there. That's where I'm from.
But they want the blue crabs up there. And look, you can't.
I see the ice trucks back and forth where I live. They pass three or four times.
You can't blame them. It's like you're shipping them out of the state because I'm a capitalist. It's like, hey, I'm going to the market. Yeah. Exactly.
So the only thing I love to go fishing. But to me, if you're going to give me a shrimp or a fish, I'm going to eat the shrimp. But I got to use my shrimp to catch the fish. I'm like, wait, I don't want to eat my bait.
You ain't eat that bait.
But wait, you don't put the jumbo shrimp on the bait.
But still, I'm just like, man, I like it all.
The best bait, those are cacahuamena.
Bingo.
You know, you got to eat that live bait and all that. Artificial might be more of a challenge.
But that's shiner.
I am not necessarily into fishing. Fishing is you might catch or might not. I'm into catching. So what's my best opportunities to catch fish?
So you don't want to be bored.
Live bait.
What's your hobby then if you don't like to not catch?
No. Live bait. I want it to be easy. I don't want it to be a challenge. So having the live bait, get live bait and go fishing that way. Because if you're a fish under the ocean and you're trying to attack or eat something, if something's artificial, now if you're hungry, you might attack that. But if it's moving, it's a live bait, you have more opportunities to catch fish.
Tom Dupuy's going, what are y'all doing?
So the moral of this story is go with somebody that can bring you where you can catch.
I fully believe in those fishing guys.
I believe in professional fishing guys, without a doubt. Whether you're in the ocean, salt water or fresh water, even at Toledo Bend. I've been having a house since 1989. On the lake at Toledo Bend, and I like, Bobby, do you fish? I'll go fishing with a guide, because they do that for a living, so I know we're going to catch fish. Yeah. I don't want to go on an adventure, and like, I hope I catch fish. I want to catch fish.
With you as the captain.
Yeah. No.
Bobby's the captain. No.
No, but you know what's the best eating fish in the world? I can tell you, and it's called in French, sacalé.
Yeah.
Which means milk sack.
Yep.
Milk sack. If you talk about white meat, a crappie, which we say sacalé, you know, you catch that, you go on like a bed of sacalé and catch that, they ain't nothing better. And it can be as big as your hand. And you get on top of that and you catching about 50 to 100, ain't nothing better. A fish fry or however, that's the best eating fish. And I've eaten
everything. It is really good.
It melts in your mouth.
Yellow tuna, too. Yellow tuna. But
I'm glad
I agree with you on sacalé.
We're going to talk food all day.
We had Rouse's.
That's right. I'm going to go over to that aisle, then I'm going to that aisle. It's you're right. It's that time of year. It's a not good weather day. It's supposed to get worse. So if you're going to come do your shopping, I might want to get it done.
Today feels like earlier. September, Hoss. I mean, it's kind of humid. It's kind of warm.
Raining right now pretty hard in the CBD, and I know on the North Shore it's expected to get worse. So everybody be smart.
You know what? It's going to be good for the economy because I don't know. You probably know the forecast. But what is going to be New Year's Eve, New Year's Day when Georgia and
it's cold, isn't it?
And
it
the Notre Dame. Yes, yeah. But it's not going to be too cold for those Notre Dame people.
No, but I mean, here's what I remember of every New Year's Eve that I can recollect: foggy and humid. That's just the way. That feels like the way New Year's has been.
A couple years back, we caught a real cold one. But I agree with you, Mike. Now that you bring that up, you're right about it. I would say 85 to 90% of New Year's Eves are exactly what you talked about.
Well, you just say you can look at. Then all of a sudden, have to have a convoy across the causeway, and all that the fog. It's like were we in London or something? No, you have that. You know what's crazy? I lived on the North Shore when I played with the Saints. And I was always fortunate because
green leaves.
Because you can't be late. You know, you can't. I couldn't tell Coach Moore, "Oh, I got caught by the fog and there's a convoy." Then he goes, "Well, you got to move across the lake. You can't live over there if you're going to be late." But I was always fortunate. The bad fog days when I was there, Mike, for 8 years in Mandeville, it was always like in the off season. It was like in February. So I lucked out. So I never had. Ever tell you that story, Hoss, about coming across the lake and how Coach Moore, like old school and all that, and that I'm driving across the lake. I'll never forget this. I had bought my wife a convertible Jaguar, 1989, a V12. That thing was sweet. It was sweet. It was like a long convertible. And I bought it. I told her, I said, "Well, this is your reward for having a boy. You know, the male dictates the sex." So T-Bob was born. So she came from the hospital, and that's what she had. I had that convertible Jaguar. So here I am. That's what I'm driving, you know, across the causeway. And I never forget. I was never early, but never late. And one time,
like he is now.
And then one time, I caught a flat tire on the causeway. I never forget this. I caught a flat tire, and then I'm only, by the time I fix the tire and all that, I'm like 10, 12 minutes late. And Coach Morris saying, "Hey, Bear, where the hell you been?" "Well, I caught a flat tire." You know what he told me? And I'll tell you, it was like a $5,000 fine. He goes, "You get a flat tire in your own time. You got to calculate that you probably might get a flat tire every day of your life, and you got to leave extra early."
Right.
And I thought, you know, I'd have been half an hour, 40 minutes early. And you know, he'd get all mad at me because, you know, let's say the meeting's at 8. And, you know, you walk in, you're having a team meeting before everything starts. And I did this on purpose to get to him so he couldn't mess with me. You know, like almost mind tricks, you know, Star Wars or something. And so and then all of a sudden it'd be like 7:58 and a half. Then I would just walk in and he goes, "Hey, Barry, you're pushing it. Okay, now we can start the meeting, but Bobby's here and stuff, so... But when I was late, he made me an example that I had to get a flat tire.
But your ride was longer when you were in Atlanta, right?
Oh, yes. But so, June Jones went like Mark.
Yeah, I get that
and,
part
and
of
Glanville,
it.
They went like that.
I spoke at the Saints Touchdown Club a couple weeks ago, and Tom Dempsey's family, his wife was there and his daughter was there. They were honoring him. And she told the story that when he was at Green Bay and he got to the training facility an hour early. He was so happy. Got there an hour early. He walked in and Vince Lombardi looked at him and goes, "You're late. What are you doing here?" "So you're late." And he, from that moment on, an hour early was now 2 hours early. And his daughter and his wife said, that's the way we lived our lives for the next 30 years is that we were 2 hours early.
Yeah, because you ran on Lombardi time.
Right.
Not your time,
right.
Lombardi
and
time.
And then Coach Marr was on military time.
Yes.
It was
yes.
At 9 o'clock. It was really like,
0900.
It was really like 8:55. You need to be there. You know what I told him? CNN had just come into existence for a few years. And when he told me, you know, I was like a smart aleck. Like Morris says, "Well, you're late." I go, "No, I'm not." According to CNN... I am on time.
All right. So let me ask you. Can we go back to the car? I have a couple of quick questions.
Yeah,
on
ask him about the car.
So you bought your wife, who had just had a baby.
Yeah,
a convertible that you would never put a baby in the back of. And apparently you were driving it across the car.
Oh, no. I had a free Toyota van from Benson. So I had the family car, but then this is the pimp car.
For her or you?
I bought it for her, but I know I can use it.
Okay.
Yeah. No, come on. I can have my cake and eat it, too.
Newborns don't often get convertible.
No. I'm like 29 years of age, 30 years of age. It was like, I can have my cake and eat it too. It was like, oh yeah, I'm going to tell her that's my car, but I'm going to use it when I want.
Yeah.
You
tell her it's her car.
It's her car, but I'm going to drive it today. So, yeah. So that V12, when you open up the 12 cylinders, that wasn't no V8. I can tell you.
They don't even talk about cars like that anymore.
Yeah.
Got to take a break. Bobby Hebert, Mike D'Atelier, Mike Haas with you at the Rouses in the CBD on Barone until noon. Come on down. And as I say, look, the sun just popped out. Look at this. That's incredible. That is New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
New Orleans weather.
Yeah, just be patient. The weather will change.
And now the sun flipping out.
Unbelievable. Take a break. Come back after this. More from the Rouses on Barone here on WWLAMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back. It is a special edition of WWL Sports Talk live from the Rouses Market on Barone in the CBD. Shop and save at Rouses, the official supermarket of the Saints. Get your free fresh green cabbage when you purchase a 5-pound bag of Rouses potatoes. Mike Haas along with Mike D'Atelier, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We are here till noon today. So, man, big weekend. Get 3 games today, NFL. Bowl games, Saints tomorrow, bowl games, NFL Monday, and then, of course, the Sugar Bowl on Wednesday.
And, you know, Haas, the game I'm intrigued with today, because don't we still follow Joe Burrow, Jayden Daniels, and all that? Boy, I want the Bengals somehow to get in the playoffs. But they're playing Sean Payton and the Broncos.
It's a long shot, but man,
they're home.
That's a game that, I don't know, Broncos, Bengals. Why would I watch that? I'm watching that because of Joe Burrow, where the Bengals are at.
And Jamar.
Jamar Chase.
Triple Crown.
And then Sean Payton and the Broncos. Think about this. Joe Burrow. The quarterback. No, that's why it shows you it's a team sport. Joe Burrow can have over 40 touchdowns and not make the postseason.
Right.
I mean, who's their best defensive player?
Trey Henderson.
Wasn't he with the Saints?
Okay. Yeah, I believe he was. Bob.
Okay, how many guys could you name off that defense?
Him.
And that's about it. And that's why they're in the spot that they're in. Because, man, their defense is so bad. So you... having to play like tsunami football every week. You got to score 35 to 40 points to keep up.
What is it? Is it like 8 years? The Broncos have not been in the postseason. Sean wants to get in the postseason so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Well, they're not 9-6. So there's 3 9-6 teams playing today. All of them have something in common.
Yep.
They got to 9-6. Saints are on their
schedule. Yep.
Chargers 9-6 against New England. That's the first game. Denver 9-6 against Cincinnati. The second game in Arizona, and the Rams 9-6. All of it NFL.
And Haas, when I look at, like, okay, you get the double digit wins, you're going to be in the postseason. I never forget. And after we went 12-3 in 1987 and 1988.
10-6.
We were 10-6, and then we were the third place team in the NFC West. At 10-6,
right.
You think you would be in the postseason?
And you watch,
but
it.
Yeah. But then they added a different extra wild card, and then in the future.
Well, think if they didn't change the rules to where you
where
could
would
have
Green Bay be
look
today?
Look at the North, the NFC North.
Yeah,
holy cow! And you know, quite frankly, the NFC East. I mean, all these teams. You know,
okay. See, just look at that, though, Haas. You potentially could have 3 teams in the NFC North with 12 wins or more this year,
right? Yeah, because Green Bay wants one more.
All Green Bay needs is one to get to 12.
Yeah.
That's never happened in the history of the National Football League, the way that setup is. Three
so
of them.
So when you look at the NFC, AFC, obviously the NFC North, so who would be the cream of the crop, AFC West? Because of the Chargers, Broncos, and the Chiefs?
Yeah,
you're like, top to bottom. The Raiders are the only
AFC North is still probably a division you don't want to. I mean, you got Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincy, that division itself. AFC West. I mean, you're like the Raiders.
Because the East is bad, too.
Right. You're like the Raiders.
Other than
you look
Buffalo.
At their schedule and you go, well, you got KC twice, right? You got the Chargers twice. You got Broncos twice. I mean, it's a different.
Well, you know who's sorry is the South. I mean, the South's going to do it again. Yeah. I never understood that. The South lost the Civil War and always say, oh, the South's going to do it again. What are you going to do again? You're going to lose? We lost the Civil War. So I look at the NFC South, AFC South.
That was Skinner came up.
Yeah. There ain't nothing to write home about. I mean, think about the AFC. You know, we talk about the NFC South. and how, you know, you're going to have one team, whoever wins the division. But look at the Texans and the AFC South. They're going to win by default because the Jaguars are so sorry. The Titans are sorry. Now the Colts are up and down. They have inconsistency with the quarterback with Richardson. But, no, the NFC and the AFC South.
Okay, you know what's the best part of that? You win the division and you get a home playoff game.
Right.
I mean, you're like,
that's why I wanted the Saints to do this year, like Tampa Bay did last year. And look, Tampa Bay has a chance to win with the NFC South four straight years.
Yep.
And then what did Tampa Bay do last year? Props go out to Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
They won the NFC South, hosted a game, and beat the Eagles.
Yeah.
I mean,
look, once you get there, it's a whole new ballgame.
Yes,
man.
Yes, you have a fighting chance.
It's tough. I think the Raiders, so you're automatically, you know, because you're in that tough division. But so beyond having to play the teams I just mentioned, they also had to play at Baltimore, Pittsburgh, the Rams, Cincinnati, Miami. I mean, they had a tough, beyond their division, they had a tough schedule.
And you look at the Raiders, they're now 3-12. They slight favorite to beat the Saints. To me, that's blasphemy. You know, but then you look at how they're playing with our coach, but a victory could cause them a shot at getting one of the top quarterbacks in this year's class. If you look at Las Vegas, they lost control of earning the number one overall pick after beating the Jaguars. With Las Vegas winning, the 2-13 New York Giants are now in firm control of the number one pick. Now, Las Vegas would pick six. Yep. They went from 1-6, and the draft started, if the draft started today, but another victory could cause the Raiders to slide down in the first round even further if they beat the Saints. So when you look at that, the Jets, the Panthers, Carolina Panthers, the Bears all have four wins. But you know what Antonio Pierce said? This is a player speaking. He said, we don't do this. That means playing games to lose. And because you're playing for your livelihood. You know, you're being evaluated. You know, it might be like, oh, why am I worried about if we have the number one overall pick? I might not be playing. I might have to get a real job. So I'm worried about what I'm going to put on film. So Antonio Pierce says, we don't do this to lose. None of that matters to us. The only thing that matters is winning. That's all we want to do. That's why I think the Raiders are favored in Derek Carr not playing against the Saints, even though it's at home.
I think that's the big part of it, that Derek's not playing in this game. The other thing, too, is, man, it goes to show you, they got some sorry teams in this league.
Yes. And the Saints, look, right now, 8, 9, or 10.
Right now,
the Saints are slated to have a 10th pick. A 94% chance they're going to land in the top 10, obviously. Now, we're third in the NFC South, but they have a chance to finish last in the division. You know the last time we finished last in the NFC South? For the first time, 2008. So Sean Payton did finish last.
He did.
Right.
And then
which, by the way, was the last time this team picked in the top 10 of a draft.
That's right.
2008, Cedric Ellis.
Ellis.
Right? So think about
that. From USC?
Think about that. So 2008 is the last time the Saints picked in the top 10. Now, this is a factor of being good under Sean,
right?
All those years. But since that time, Atlanta had 9 picks in the top 10. Carolina had 9 picks in the top 10. Tampa had 6 picks in the top 10. But remember, they went all in and won the Super Bowl in 20.
Because of Brady.
Right.
That's why they didn't get those early picks.
During in the span of you picking once in the top 10, your division had 24 top 10 picks. Now, I say that, let's be real. It's because the Saints were good. And Sean Payton, 13-3, and they were never bad.
And he
would win 3 of his last 4 to finish 8-8, 7-9. They never finished bad.
Right, and then think about this. Without Drew Brees, we might have been picking in the top 10. Because with Drew Brees, we had, like, at times a top 3. You look at that season, we were 7-9 and all that.
The defense was so bad.
The defense was sorry. I'm going to tell you, without Drew Brees, we might have won maybe like 4 or 5 games. Or let's say like 3 games. Instead of like 4-12, we were 7-9 because of Drew Brees.
That was never worse than 7-9, right?
Right. Because offense, we like top 3. Defense, we at the bottom of the league.
Well, think about it. The team who had the second pick in the draft this year, They got 9 wins. What one guy has done for that team?
Jaden Daniels.
What Jaden has done for the Commanders.
The Washington Commanders. They got to change that name. I don't like
I think
the
they may go back to the Redskins.
I actually like the Washington football team. I thought that was kind of cool.
Washington football team, or I just like it. I don't know, just... I like their song. They got a great
Hail
fight song.
Hail the Redskins?
Yeah, but no.
Hail, he heard it enough.
No, when they wrote...
Hail the victory.
Hail to the Redskins. Fight for old D.C. No,
wait a minute.
You could say the Red Hawks, or you could say the Red Wolves. But to me, Commanders, there's too many syllables.
Yeah.
I mean, hail to the Commanders. No, it didn't go good in the song. That's why. And you know what? Since Trump won... And this wokeness has come down. You can go back maybe to the Redskins. Just get approval from some tribal chief.
I grew up. RFK Stadium.
My dad had season tickets.
Yeah. And I was just a lucky kid. And that was my team. And that song, that's the first song I ever could play on a piano.
Lady would show you how to play?
I guess. I don't know. I learned it.
Hey, Hoss, that is the greatest fight song. But I can tell you, the Saints this year, I don't know who's in charge of the music and all that.
That means take a break, baby.
Because when we playing Tampa Bay, and, you know, they were way ahead, and we finally scored a touchdown, don't play Stand Up and Get Crunk.
The Stand Up and Get Crunk has
to be relevant to when the Saints in the game, we have the momentum and we're winning. Not like, okay, they would never play Hail to the Redskins getting spanked. You're not going to play that. You have to, like, okay, be meaningful as far as, like, your slogan.
After every touchdown, you're right.
Mike? After every touchdown, no. If you're getting waxed, don't play that damn song. You can say, like, I believe or something. I don't know. Like,
come down and give us your version of the best fight song. We're at the Rouse's on Barone Street. Shop and save at Rouse's. Fresh Maine lobsters, $15.99 a pound. Save $6 a pound. We're here till noon. Mike Atelier, Bobby Hebert, Mike Hoss. Back after this on a special edition of Sports Talk, live from Rouse's. Welcome back. This is a special edition of Sports Talk. Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert, and Mike D'Attelier here until noon. We're at the Rouse's on Barone Street. You can't miss us, quite frankly. Barone, Gerard, O'Keefe, and Julia. We're going to have Jeff Duncan from the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com, coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. We, again, here until noon. So come on down. Get all your shopping done. There's a break in the weather. Say hello to Bobby. Say hello to Mike. And we'll talk about Saints and the Raiders tomorrow.
And the Saints and the Raiders, Hoss, and you know what we got to look forward to? The Sugar Bowl could not have a better group
better
with, yep. with George and Notre Dame.
Talk about it as well. Back after this, WWL.